T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Let me go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We welcome in one of the finest from the NFL Network. Find her on Twitter at @AKinkabwala. It is Aditi Kinkabwala. Hello, Aditi.
Good morning, friends.
What is the level? What is the bottom level that the Browns can achieve in 2021? What's acceptable?
Making the playoffs again, I think. I mean, what's acceptable, but I think it's very reasonable to expect them to make the playoffs again. I don't think that's asking too much.
As far as
But I think this idea that, oh, they have to make the AFC title game or this season is a failure. Okay, so everybody in the game of football is going to tell you that every single year the goal is to end up with a Lombardi trophy. The goal is to end up winning the Super Bowl. Get it. I get that. All of that. That's what you're always going to hear. Nobody goes into it playing for second. But as a fan, I mean, two teams only make it every year. There's a reason that we are talking so much about Tom Brady and the Chiefs going back a second year in a row, because it is so hard, because it is so rare to do what Tom Brady has done and what the Chiefs are doing right now.
That's all true. But do you think that our calls will say the same thing if they were to lose in the divisional round next year? From listeners. From fans.
But I say the same thing as in, I
what
mean,
you're saying,
anytime
you're
you
saying.
Lose, and are you there?
Yeah, I got you.
So in the immediate aftermath of a loss, you're always devastated. You're always disappointed. You always think that there's something else out there that you could have done more and you should have done more. I mean, even now you look and you think, my gosh, the Browns really could have beaten the Chiefs. They really were almost there.
Okay.
But that's that's the nature of the game. It feels very, again, it's, of course you want to look forward now, but it's like you want to play better. You want to feel closer. It's about taking steps to some degree. And sometimes the step is ending in the same round, but playing better or being a more complete team. Maybe the step is going to the next round. I mean, the point is that you're trying to build a foundation for sustained success. And it's not just, okay, one year you make the wild card round, the next year you get to the divisional round, the next year you get to the AFC title game, and then you fall apart. Because you've certainly seen that happen too.
Well, Aditi, what I'm drawing for a comparison here is I'm seeing what's happening in your neck of the woods in Pittsburgh, where you've won the division 10 times. Not you.
Hey, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
I have no part of that team.
Yeah.
I'm not a you've. Okay?
Yeah.
So that you is not me.
So it's been 10 times, I apologize, 10 times that the Steelers have won the division in the last 20 years. So basically every other year they're winning the division. You win the division, not you, but you win the division again this year.
The pervert.
And yet everybody's freaking out in Pittsburgh. Is that just a byproduct of all the success?
No. You know what's funny? Is that people in Pittsburgh, I feel, are not sufficiently freaking out. And I was on the radio with your good friends on the Pony and Mueller show last week, and I very openly said that this offense was about as formulaic and uncreative and predictable as could be, and I had multiple players on other teams tell me it was the easiest offense to prepare for. And, you know, one of the hosts of the show tweeted that, and people went nuts at me, like, oh, well, then why were we 11-0? Why were we 11-0? Is that where you want to end? I mean, is that success to you? You lose 4 of your last 5 games, and you flame out in the playoffs? You get upset at home in the first round of the playoffs, and you're going to sit here and justify that things are great? The difference in Pittsburgh is that, you know, I feel like Pittsburgh fans are so defensive about their team. Heaven forbid you ever say anything even remotely negative, even if it's completely true about their team. Whereas I feel like Browns fans are just waiting for the next shoe to drop. Like, enjoy it for a moment. It's okay. It is okay to enjoy what is going on right now. it's okay to be excited about your team. It's such a jarring contrast, and I don't know. I guess it's one of those like glass half full, glass half empty things. But Steelers fans never want to look them. Maybe that's too strong of a statement. Many, many Steelers fans that I deal with do not like looking at the warts on their team and acknowledging the warts on their team.
It sometimes feels
to me like Browns fans manufacture warts, worry about things that are unnecessary. Now, look, I get it. I mean, Steelers fans have thought that they had the greatest team on the planet for a very long time, so there's an arrogance and a swagger associated to that. And if I'm a Browns fan, I certainly have PTSD. So I understand where some of that sort of groupthink or that psychological mindset comes from, but I'm here to say that if you're a Steelers fan, you got to give yourself some very clear assessment. They had an opportunity this offseason to remake their offensive staff, to inject some real innovation and creativity. And what does Mike Tomlin do? He promotes two guys who were already here.
Aditi Kangabwala.
And they were two of their greatest areas of need. I know I'm cutting you off as you tell everybody who I am.
Keep going.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, look at that. They desperately needed a great offensive mind, a strong leader at offensive coordinator who's going to convince Ben Roethlisberger that he can help him and put him in a better position to succeed, and that at 39 years of age, Ben Roethlisberger doesn't need to carry this team by himself. Baker Mayfield learned this at 25, that Baker doesn't need to do everything, that Baker's got enough talent around him that he can sit here and just do his job and this team is going to be okay. Ben Roethlisberger didn't necessarily show us that this past year. And then the second thing the Steelers desperately needed was a really, really good offensive line coach. You look at the Browns and you look at how much success they had this year. I'll go back to it. I'll say it, and I said it on the radio in Pittsburgh last week. It's that offensive line. Everything starts with that offensive line. In Cleveland, you have one of the best lines in the country, and you have one of the best line coaches in the history of the game. Ben Baker was not so skittish. Baker was way more comfortable. All the things that the Browns wanted to do stem from that line. So the Steelers' line play has been terrible. Their offense has been uncreative. And what does Mike Tomlin do? He promotes his assistant O-line coach who was fired from UCLA 4 years ago for berating and bullying and harassing a player who had a concussion. And he promotes a guy that is indeed a creative mind and maybe, you know, just was waiting for his turn in Matt Canada, but we'll see. I mean, so again, this is like a very long-winded, circuitous way of saying things could be much worse. And I appreciate this. Quite frankly, I'm the sort of person that's always looking for improvement. I'm not going to sit here and be defensive about things that are wrong. I'd much rather see the warts. I'd much rather acknowledge the warts. So I appreciate that in Browns fans. But it also feels like, come on, guys, really? Like, if you don't go to the Super Bowl next year, you won't be happy? It won't be a year that will have been worth having?
Well,
there won't be joys and fun along the way?
I think there will be a different thought for a lot of fans. I think a lot of people will get in about not taking that next step, especially because they're going to have to make decisions about the roster. I think they're going to have to make decisions about the roster after next year. I can't accept – I'm not
– like,
some people
like,
are accusing me of saying –
Who are you worried about?
I'm not saying – Oh, goodness gracious, Nick Chubb. I'm worried about Baker and how much that takes up. I'm worried about Joe Bitonio or Joe Bitonio's future, J.C. Treader's future, Wyatt Teller and his contract and how they're going to deal with that. And they got a lot of decisions they have to make up here in a couple of years. Denzel Ward, that's a question mark. He's got to be healthy to play to show that he's really, really good. Ronnie Harrison's going to be a conversation that we have to have here shortly. There's a lot of names out there that all of a sudden this window gets very tight very soon.
Okay, can I stop you for a minute?
Yes.
5 years ago, could you sit here and have angst about the roster and who was going to come back and who would be a part of the team and how many good players you could hold on to?
We didn't want anybody back.
But I can do both.
Exactly. That's
and is right.
So isn't
but,
there a piece of magic in that right
can,
now? Look at
can,
the position
hold,
you're in.
Hold on. It's not an either-or to me, Aditi. It's not an either-or. I can appreciate what they've done and say that, hey, they're in a good position that they could eventually put new pieces in place and bring this thing together. But if I have to pull back away from a quarterback, usually that means that if he's a franchise quarterback, and I think Baker Mayfield can be, well, that means it's going to be a couple of years of a little bit of a rocky road instead of where they need to be as you replenish that roster.
Baker has been very smart about an outside income stream. And look at what Tom Brady did all those years. Tom Brady never broke the bank. Tom Brady said, I want championships so much that he wanted to make sure there was money and the Patriots kitty for other players to help him win, and he found other ways to make money.
They're going to give
Under Armour and Uggs and vitamin water and whatever. And look at what Baker's doing.
Are you saying right now that Baker's going to give us a discount?
I'm not saying that he's going to, but I'm saying why is that not out of the realm of possibility?
I'm not, but if you're telling me that Baker was going to give us a discount, I was going to be excited. We were going to flip switches. That's all I was saying.
I mean, look, I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility for a guy like Baker, because Baker is so driven to win. He is so, so, so competitive. He desperately, desperately wants to win. And Baker doesn't play the game. Look, there are a lot of guys in this league that sit here and pretend to be somebody that they're not. Baker doesn't. I mean, if he comes off as a little bit, you put the adjective in. I don't want to put it in. He doesn't care. He doesn't care if he picks a fight with Tony Grossi. He doesn't care if he says something snarky back to Mary Kay Cabot. He is who he is. And so when he says that he cares about winning, I buy it in a way that's different than when Ben Roethlisberger texts Ed Bouchette and says, it's not even about the money. I don't even need the money.
Aditi, have you been blocked by any football players?
Yeah, Antonio Brown blocked me years ago. And then we made friends again, and I think he had forgotten that he blocked me, but, you know. Whatever.
Yeah, what are you supposed to ask at this point? Oh, I only asked because Baker went on a blocking spree over the weekend with Cleveland media members. You know, vicious media market that is Cleveland.
Okay, if they get in his head and it's not healthy for him to see that, then fine. I mean, I think it's personally, I think it's really childish. I have so many trolls and so many people who say the most awful, horrible, I mean, racist things to me. And I just don't really block them. I don't know. I've just never really been a big blocker. I don't really get that. I don't know. But, okay, so you're saying that it was childish of him to not allow the Cleveland media to see what he's
doing? Oh, no, I wasn't saying that, although Baker is the king of talking about how everything motivates him, and he has a pinned tweet right now on his feed of a blog that questioned whether or not the Browns should think about going after Deshaun Watson in this once-in-a-lifetime situation with a disgruntled elite quarterback that's available. And he used that as motivation, but he's blocking other media members. And I think that blog, the fact that anybody who wrote about that or said that, he started, you know, saying bye-bye. He didn't want to deal with it.
You know, I will say this. I have a lot of player relationships that I feel are very strong. And some of those guys follow me on Twitter and some of them don't. And I'm not bothered by that, because I think that you shouldn't read all your press. You shouldn't read all your clippings. You shouldn't hear everything you're saying. I heard a great story from a former quarterback about a current quarterback in the league. And this former quarterback was on the radio talking about something going on with this team's offense. And while he was on the radio, the current quarterback was blowing him up. And he was just like, why is he listening to the radio at 3 in the afternoon? Shouldn't he be on the practice field? And why is he getting so bent out of shape over this? And what's going on? And it just feels like, I don't know. If I'm the mother of an NFL player, I'm telling him to stay away from all that stuff. If I'm a coach of an NFL player, I'm just saying, what's the point? You don't need to read your press. You don't need to read your clippings. If there's something that's really major that you need to know, then your team or your PR staff or somebody will bring it to you. If there's a great story you should be aware of, someone will share it with you. If there's something that requires a response, then okay. But I don't know. I mean, TJ Watt just got in this. Are you allowed to say PISSING contest on the radio?
No.
Is that a clean word?
It. I don't know if you can spell it either.
No, I don't.
I don't think you can spell it either.
How dare you?
Well, I just got into this tit for tat with a radio host in Pittsburgh. And, you know, on the one hand, it was, okay, so maybe he's shutting him down so that the guy doesn't keep coming after him like he's gotten after Juju for 3 years. But on the other hand, it's like, why? Why even bother? Why bother with these curmudgeons?
Aditi.
Or if they're not curmudgeons, if it's valid, even whatever it is, just like, I don't know. So, again, this is yet again a long, circuitous way of saying I'm not sure that I don't know. It's just such a dicey relationship here. I don't love that he's blocking people, but I don't really know why he's reading what they have to say anyway. I don't know what the statement is. I mean, in some ways, we do all need to work together.
Aditi, we have to go. We thank you very much for the time. We really do.
That was some strong stuff. I know, yeah.
We do. It's a hard out. Well, it was a hard out, and then we ran right over it. So, Aditi, we thank you very much for the time. All the very best to you and yours.
Same to you, too. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye. Aditi Kigabwala, North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. All right, we're back after this, and it might be a bad look for the NBA. We'll get to LeBron throwing somebody out of a game. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
But first, Ken, we got breaking news. Breaking news on 923 The Fan is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Vans. Find out how far an extra mile really goes. Barrett Sports Media morning show rankings are out. Mid-market.
Number five is Steve Zabin.
Come on!
You serious?
Number four is the Mac Attack. Hold on, Kenny.
Oh, that's a good show.
Just couldn't wait.
Number three is the Fan Morning Show in Pittsburgh.
Woo!
What's up, Colin Dunlap?
Come on.
How's my, well, you know what taste. Number two, it is the Jocks Roundtable. That's in, what is that, Kansas City? What happened to
Alabama,
Bernie?
Alabama, I believe.
Oh, Alabama. What happened to Bernie?
Bernie got let go last year.
Oh, damn it.
Still got mittens on. Let's go.
And number one, Ken Carmen Show, Anthony Lima. Your pandering to Barrett and the sports media world has paid off.
Can we do the
now we
update
do the
now?
Update.
I thought the number one show
Stop
knew
yelling.
How to hit its brakes.
For the love of
Stop
God.
Yelling.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.